asking our American neighbors to test themselves to the Holy Scriptures. If you're living a life and you're seeking the carnal ways of the world, everything you see is carnal and corruptible. Have you lost your life to seek that which is incorruptible? When did you become born again and were you transformed by the power of God's word and his truth? And you left this world's ways. You no longer follow the culture. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You're not transformed by church attendance. The churches are corrupt and not telling you the truth. You're not transformed by water baptism or just believing. The transformation happens by the word of God, through faith in Christ's shed blood, through repentance to seek after him, and be born again by the Spirit of God. When you're born again, your desires change. Guess what? Your desires change. You no longer want the ways of the world. The Spirit quickens you to desire that which is eternal. Are you living for that what is eternal, neighbors? Do you know the cost to follow Jesus Christ? Jesus said in Matthew 10 that you must lose your life to find it in him. Have you lost your life, neighbors? The pastors and the priests aren't telling you the truth, neighbors. They tell you an easy believe gospel. Just believe in Jesus, put money in the offering plate, and you're going to be fine on judgment day. Jesus died for all your sins no matter what you do. That is not what the Holy Scriptures teach. Our glorious Savior came into the world and shed his blood as the only way to eternal life. But guess what? Unless you come to him with a contrite heart, a sorrowful heart for your sin, and unless you're willing to lose your life and seek him in spirit and truth, and you've been transformed by the power of God, these modern churches are lying to you. They're keeping a Sunday religion full of easy believe gospels, full of paganism with Christmas and Easter that God never ordained, full of feminization, worldliness. Let's talk about this. If the gospel you believe, neighbor, has not called you out of the world, love you, ma'am, you should use that hand for something glorifying, not using vulgar hand gestures. Use what God gave you to glorify him, not the wickedness of Satan. But when was your life transformed to where you now test all of your ways to the word of God? When have you surrendered your will to the will of the Father in all things? When did you test your church system to see they're lying to you about so many things? We prove it at my website, don'tperish.com, for free. We don't take people's money like the modern pastors and the hirelings. Jesus is angry with the wicked. God does not hear the prayers of sinners in John 9. If you think you're just a practicing sinner, what's going to become of you on Judgment Day? The blood of Christ is not going to cleanse you. Hebrews 10:26 says there's no sacrifice as we live in willful sin. Jesus said clearly in the Gospel of John, if you love me, keep my commandments. You're not keeping the commandments of God if your gospel doesn't call you out of the world. If the gospel hasn't transformed your heart, mind, soul to seek after Christ. You have a false gospel that cannot save you. A half a gospel is not the full gospel. In Galatians, Paul says, if you believe a false gospel, any other gospel than he preached, you are accursed. We don't want our neighbor to be accursed. We want you to be the beloved of God. How do you become the beloved of God? We are accepted by the Father because of what Jesus Christ did. Did you know that? There is no accepting Jesus. That's a man-made doctrine. We are accepted by God because of what Christ did. And the gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection, and the newness of life is a combination of his perfect work and your response to it. See, that's what the American church system and many people miss. Many people miss the gospel and your response to it. Have you responded to the biblical gospel with a saving faith and obedience? Are you living for the Lord in spirit and truth? Have you been transformed by the renewing of your mind? Many people believe a false gospel, believe in Jesus, he did all the work. That is absolutely not true. The Bible is full of things to do. Why? That's your part of the covenant. A covenant is always an agreement of two parties. God has a covenant. He did his perfect work. We can't work our way to heaven, but you must work for the one that made the way. And if you're not working for him, it's fruit you're not born of him. So ponder that. What covenant have you entered? A Jesus does it all covenant. I can live like the world covenant. I can live in my sin as a big sinner covenant. God knows no such thing. The covenant of God is one of holiness, righteousness, goodness, and truth. Of sound doctrine, that means instruction in the Word of God. That's what doctrine means. Doctrine means instruction. If you're not following Christ, if you don't know His Word, if you don't know His Word, there's a very good chance. How can you keep the Word of God unless you've read it and studied it? Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, we live by every word out of the mouth of God. Are you living out of the mouth of God from His Word today? Are you living by the culture? What is everything the culture offers you? Today it's food and trinkets. Tomorrow it's football. The next day it's hunting season. The next time it's Halloween, it's wickedness, and then it's Netflix, then it's politics. That none of this is of a holy God. If you're of that, you're not of a holy God. Asking our neighbors to ponder how you're living your life. Is it the fruit that you have salvation? Actually, you must endure in salvation. You don't have salvation locked up yet. It's something you must pursue and seek the rest of your life. Are you willing to seek it and pursue it for the glory of Jesus Christ? He's so worthy to be praised and lifted up this day. What did Jesus say his people are supposed to do? Go, preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. Not to go into the world and entertain yourself. Not to live in your flesh and your pride and your vanity. If you love God, you obey God and you keep His word. The God of America is entertainment. The God of America is flesh. The God of America is selfism. And Satan has this world designed to deceive you. To deceive you into believing that you're born of some church system. Satan is a master deceiver. Jesus said, go out into the world and preach the biblical gospel. Be wise as a serpent, harmless as doves. The pastors sit in their buildings and deceive you with Sunday ritual religion. Look at the fruit of America. 250 years of denominational religion. and look at America. America is Sodom too. America is not of God. America from the beginning has been a pagan nation of false Christianity. 250 years of it. George Washington was a pagan Mason. Thomas Jefferson was an antichrist figure who cut the words of Jesus out of his Bible. America went to war and killed British over a 3% tax. This is your beloved America that God hates. Not God bless America. God is coming to judge America and the world. And if you're part of the world and America, you're going to be in that judgment as well. So it's loving for us to come into the streets. It's loving for us to travel. We don't take anyone's money. We work and support ourselves. But we preach the biblical gospel, which means you're all in the path and the wrath of God. And unless you repent and come out of the world, you're going to lose your souls. I want my hands to be clean from the blood of the Americans that I meet and see out in the streets. You've been told, you've been warned. Turn and flee from the wrath that's coming. Run to the goodness, love, grace, and mercy of Jesus Christ. And unless you do that, 2 Thessalonians 1 says he's coming in flaming fire, and he's going to destroy those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. What are you obeying today, neighbor? You're obeying the flesh. You're conforming to the culture. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed. You can't live in your sin and worldliness. The modern pastors are lying to you and the priests are lying to you. There's no grace of God while you live in sin and practice it. Worldliness is sin. Some examples. Politics is sin. Indulging in Netflix is sin. Indulging in the NFL is sin. It's violent. It's covetous. I don't know how any Bible-believing Christian can watch and promote the NFL. The NFL promotes LGBT and abortion and drunkenness and rowdiness and covetousness. How can any Christian stand before a holy God and promote such a wicked thing? It's because you're not born of God and you're living for your flesh, neighbor. We don't want our neighbors to live in the flesh. We want our neighbors to walk in spirit and truth. Jesus is a glorious Savior, so worthy to be praised and lifted up. But Americans only give him a scrap on Sunday, and it isn't even biblical to do so. Americans worship a false Jesus. Americans are following a false gospel that cannot save you. Jesus said in the book of John, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. How many Americans believe in Jesus and they're not following and obeying him? The churchgoers included, and for the most part, the judgment of God is going to be hotter for them. Treating Jesus like a trinket. Treating Jesus like a Sunday offering. He's not a Sunday offering. He's not a Saturday offering. God requires your entire life live for him in righteousness and truth. So we just go forth to love God and love our neighbor. We go forth to tell the biblical gospel.
Hey, thank you for your service.
So we see that all the time at these trinket festivals. We see people talking about their trinkets. Ma'am, don't touch me. Why are you reaching out to grab me?
I just want to ask a question.
Is it a legitimate question?
Yes.
Are you with the group here? Because they usually try to run me out of here.
I'm asking if you've had permission to be on the street?
I absolutely don't need permission. I'm an American citizen with First Amendment. This is a public street. Would you like the gospel to eternal life? It'll save your soul.
You don't sound like a Christian.
Really? I don't sound like a Christian. Let's talk about that. So I don't sound like a Christian. I'm probably not like your modern pastor who tells you it's okay to live in your sin, who lets you take the Lord's Supper unworthily every time they do it, as you're involved in the culture, Netflix, politics, sports, pride and vanity. Modern pastors and priests are going to get a millstone. Actually, Jesus said it'll be worse for them than if they had a millstone around their neck and tossed in the ocean.
Coming down Main Street? Please step to the side for the ambulance coming down Main Street.
So the lady that works here said that I don't sound like a Christian. What does a biblical Christian sound like? How about somebody that lifts up righteousness? How about somebody that lifts up truth? How about somebody that exposes sin? Let's talk about that. Who's the greatest man ever born of a woman? Jesus said it was John the Baptist. Greatest man ever born of a woman. What did John the Baptist lose his head over? Exposing one sin. The American church system is afraid to expose sin because it'll empty the buildings because they live in sin. They think it's mean-spirited and judgmental. Guess what? Jesus said to judge and to judge rightly. Jesus said, get the plank out of your eye and you can help your brother with his splinter. True saints I know that walk in the Word of God spend hours and hours a week studying the Word of God in prayer to get the plank out of their eye to live holy so that they can go forth into the world and preach the gospel. But American Christians do not. American Christians do not live that way. American Christians live in sin. They tell me we sin all the time. They tell me they can't stop sinning. The book of Timothy says in the last days, they'll have the appearance of godliness, but they'll deny the power thereof. That's your false church systems. Because the power of God allows you to overcome sin. The power of God allows you to live holy and righteous. The power of God gives you the ability. Thank you for your service, officer. We appreciate you. The power of God by the Holy Spirit via the gospel of Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection, transforms your heart and your mind. See, that's what Americans need. They don't need more Bibles like the Gideon's handout. They don't need to hear God loves you. Did you know if you live in your sin, you're not going to get the love of God, you're going to get the wrath of God. God loved the world, but it's in Christ Jesus. You have to repent and come out of the world. God doesn't want your Sunday church scrap. He wants a holy, righteous life. Go ask these military people. Go ask military people what it means to sacrifice your life for a cause. We'll talk about that in a second. Yeah, so I just stopped and I made a video about the military. The military, they change everything to obey. But American churchgoers, people that believe in Christ, change hardly anything for Christ. American churchgoers, they don't come out of the culture. They act just like the culture. American churchgoers, American ministries are men pleasers, pleasing the flesh so they can attract more people. But Jesus said something amazing in Luke 18:8. He said, will there be any faith left on earth when the Son of Man returns? That means we're headed into a dark time. That means we're headed into total tribulation of the Antichrist. We're headed into the great falling away. We're headed into where the culture hates the truth of God. And Jesus said, you'll be hated for my name's sake. But American Christians aren't hated for the namesake of Jesus Christ. American Christians blend in with the world and they're just like them in how they act, talk, live, dress, entertain, what they live for. What will you do for this glorious Savior who shed his blood and rose again? Throw him a scrap on Sunday that he doesn't want and didn't design? It's a man-made invention. Will you live like the world when he said, "My sheep hear my voice and they follow me"? Are you following Christ? Are you following your flesh and the traditions of men and Satan's kingdom? Test yourself, neighbor. It's all about the testing. It's all about God's word and following it. It's the roadmap home. It's why God gave us the scriptures. He doesn't need the Bible. You need the Bible. I need the Bible. God knows his word. He gave it to you as an instruction. But yet you follow the tax laws or you go to jail. You follow the laws of man or you get speeding tickets. You follow the laws at your job or you get fired. How come Americans will not repent and follow the law of God? They think Jesus did it all for them. That's an absolute lie. He did a perfect covenant work in his shed blood and resurrection. We don't work our way to heaven, but because of his perfect work, we now strive to know him, love him, and keep his commandments and walk in his ways. That's the fruit you know God. If you're here just entertaining yourself, if you're here walking through the world to feed your flesh, you are your own God. In love, you are an idolater. We'll talk more about that. You're an idolater if you didn't wake up today to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength and do his work instead of trinkets, food, and fun and frivolity. That's what Cranfest is. That's what all the cultural ways of America are. Football, Netflix, everything to indulge your flesh. But in Romans 8, it says we cannot please God in the flesh. We must walk in righteousness and truth.